Here's the story. We have in the Mishnah something called a kavul. We said certain things a woman can go out with, certain things she can't go out with on Shabbos. We're going to be very clear. One of the things in the Mishnah was kavul. And we had two definitions of what a kavul is. Anyone remember what the two definitions are? Either kavul means kabla d'avda. It's like a symbol that shows that a person is an eved, or if it's a woman, shows that she's a maidservant. Or it's something that we said was a keep, like a shet, it's a keep a shetzemer. Something goes No, keep a shetzemer, and there was a thing that went along with it called the istama. That's something else we went through, okay? Now, all we're going to focus on right now is the kabla d'avda, okay? Now, I'm going to give you about three klolim to try to keep in the back of your mind to understand this gemara, okay? Klol number one is there's a different, okay, what's our chashash with the kabla d'avda is that we don't want the person to be carrying on Shabbos, okay? So point number one is there's a difference who put the kabla d'avda on the eved, whether the eved did it or the master did it. In one of these scenarios, there's a greater chance the Eved is going to come to carry it. Do you remember which one it is? If he makes it himself. Because if his master made it, there's less of a chance he's going to remove it than if he himself put it on him. Okay, that's point number one. Okay, point number two, there's a difference, okay, that if the kavla d'avda fell down, what's our chashash, what's our concern that maybe he's going to come to pick it up and carry it? Okay? Now, obviously, if the master had made the kavla d'avda, there's a greater chance he's going to come and pick it up and bring it back home with him than if he made it, because his rav will be more makpin on the kavla d'avda the rav made, the master made, than the man made himself. Another difference I'm going to say is, what is the kavla d'avda made out of? Is it made out of something valuable, like matefis, metal, or is it made out of, let's say, tit, which is like plaster, which is not so valuable? So if the master made it, and it's made out of, let's say, metal, there's a greater chance the Eved is going to come and pick it up and bring it home than if the master made it and it's made out of tit. Because if it's made out of metal, costs, I don't know, $30, $50, $100, whatever it costs, the master will be like, wait a second, you cost me a big hefty, now I got to get you a new thing. Made out of tit, it costs, you know, 2 shekel, then the master won't be so mockbit. And I say, I'm sorry, it fell off, it broke, I lost it, the master make him a new one, okay? Those are the basic klalim, okay? There's one other point, is that if the kavla d'avda could be on two different parts of the body we're discussing, either on the neck or on the ksus. Ksus means clothing, we'll assume, I mean, maybe it's going to be on the pants, but ksus, we're just assuming it's on the jacket, so like somewhere, you know, like on your body. Now, if it fell off your neck, you can probably be scared of your master. If it fell off your ksus, you'll also be scared of your master. But there's a certain, like, kunst you can do. If it fell off your jacket or your shirt, you could take your shirt, which, you know, your garment, which sometimes they call a talus, is a general lushan for a garment around the body. You can kind of fold it up, throw it over your shoulder, and walk home, and your master won't know that you're not wearing it. Because maybe he'll think that, oh, he has the kavla d'avda on the talus, he just folded up the talus, that's why I can't see it. So there's a chashash that if it's on the ksus and it falls off, the eved might come to actually carry on Shabbos. So therefore, there could be a svara to say that in certain situations, we would let a person go out with the kavla d'avda on Shabbos on the neck, but not on the ksus, because of the ksus we have a concern that he may come to carry the ksus on Shabbos and the kavla d'avda falls off. If the kavla d'avda was on the neck, it was like a necklace, and it fell off, there's no, that concern doesn't apply there, okay? I just told you a lot of the basic, because the reason I did this now is because we're going to go to the Gemara, and each one of these principles you have to know. So like at least if we just hear it once, it should make the Gemara a little smoother. So the Gemara is on the top of Nun Chasim and Aleph. Shmuel Amar Kavla De'Avda Tanan. When we said in our Mishnah, we're talking about Kavul, Pshat is, second line in Nun Chasim and Aleph is Kavla De'Avda. So for now, put out of your, don't forget, you're never supposed to forget your learning. So don't forget Kippa Shel Semer, but kind of like, put that on the side for now. That's probably not going to come up at all on this Amud of Gemara. So Shmuel Amar Kavla D'Avda Tanan. So the Gemara is going to make a steer within Shmuel. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Is it true that Shmuel really said that our mission is talking about Kavla D'Avda, meaning that if it's a symbol that he's an Eved, he's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, or the woman, if she's a maidservant, she can't go out with it on Shabbos. And Pashup Shah right now, Kavla D'Avda. Listen to me for 1 second. We haven't specified what material we're talking about. I don't care whether it's tit versus the matachas. I don't care whether he put it on whether the master put it on. I don't care whether it's on the heart, whether it's on the neck. It doesn't make a difference. We're saying that our Mishnah is talking about Kavla D'Avda. There are no chilukim made in our Mishnah, and Eved cannot go out with the Kavla D'Avda, period. Okay? So, Umi Amar Shmuel Achayiv Amar Shmuel Shmuel Tadas Yotze Eved Bechosim Shebechsuso. And Eved's allowed to go out with a stamp, you know, which shows that he's an Eved on his neck. Avolo Bechosim Shebechsuso. He can go out with the Chosim Shebechsavaro, but he can't go out with the Chosim Shebechsavaro. That's a steer to what we just said a second ago. Shmuel just told us that Mishnah means Kavla D'Avda, means it's a symbol that he's an Eved. So you can't go out with it. Now Shmuel's telling you, you know what? No problem. An Eved can go out with the Chosim when it's on his neck. Why a neck is different than a ksus, we might in the Gemara. But the point is, we have a stira. Because now Shmuel is saying that he could go out with the chosim when it's on his neck. So Gemara says, don't worry about it. Lo kasha, this is not difficult. Had avid le rabe, had avid iul nafshe. When we said in our Mishnah he can't go out with it at all, who made it? What's the Mishnah talking about? When the Mishnah said he made it himself. That's had avid le rabe is referring to the Shmuel's memra, where you can go out with it on the neck. Because you're not going to take it off your neck because your master made it, you're concerned. And when we say ha d'avid iul nafshe, that's when he did it himself. That's our Mishnah, right? There's a greater chashash that's going to take it off. Everything's clear? Okay. Now we just understand the difference in the Shmuel. We had a steer in Shmuel, we answered it up, but now within Shmuel's second statement, it's a steer of Mnei Ovei. Shmuel says he can go out a chosim on the neck, but not if it's on the ksus. Why should there be a difference? If you're scared of your master, you're not going to take it off your neck, you're not going to take it off your ksus either. So the Gemara says, B'mai ukem de laha de shmol de avid le rabbe, b'chosein she b'chsuso amai lo. When you establish Shmuel's statement and saying that the master made it for him, and therefore there's a fear of the master, he will not take it off, b'chosein b'chsuso amai lo, so then why can't he go out when it's on his ksus? Just like when it's on his neck, he can't go, he's allowed to go out because he's not going to take it off, there's a fear of the master. So too, when it's on his garment, there's a fear of the master, he should be allowed to go out with it. So Gemara says, you're right, he would be allowed to go, you know, he has the fear of the master, but there's a different issue here. What's this issue? Dilma mifsak, perhaps it will be mifsak, or, you know, break off, right? Umirtas, and he will be scared. Umikapele, and he will fold up his garment. Umachis le akatme, and he will place it on his shoulders. And he will come to carry his ksus on Shabbos. So therefore, we're not going to allow him to go out with it, even though the master made it, even though there's a fear, it's kind of funny, he's not going to take it off. Why? Because there's a fear of the master, right? But that same fear of the master that's going to prevent him from taking it off, which would be a svar to let him go out with it in the Rosh Hashanah him, or go out with it, that same fear is such a fear that if it falls off, he's going to come to carry it. It's like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, the fear of he's fearing. Right now, it seems like he's fearing his master more than Hashem. We discussed that before. It's a more instinctive thing. It's not obvious. Everyone fears Hashem more, right? But I'm saying it's an interesting dichotomy going on here, is that the reason why you're allowed to go out with this on your neck is because when the master made it, there's a fear of the master, you're not going to come take it off. But I'm saying that fear of the master is so strong that if it were to fall to the ground, you may come to pick it up and carry it, which would be a svara to not let you go out with it. The fear of the master, which lets you go out, you know, could not let you go out. So with the neck, the fear of the master says you can go out because you're not going to take it off. But you're not going to come to carry the garment in. There's no garment on your neck. But in the case of the ksus, it's interesting. Why? You would be allowed to go out with it on your ksus if the master made it, because you're not going to take it off your ksus. No way you're going to take it off your ksus, right? But that same fear of your master that's going to stop you from taking it off your garment will cause you to carry your garment on Shabbos if it fell off, so your master doesn't see that you have it. So therefore, on the neck, you could go out. On the ksus, you can't go out. Right? It is very interesting how this fear of the master works, okay? So we're going to bring you two supports to this idea that you could be, that when someone's scared, you know, that something's missing from their talis, which is a general term for garment, they may actually come to carry the garment on Shabbos to hide the fact that stamp is missing. So we said, again, Machas le'akatzve, kid Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. You see where I am? Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hayotze betalis mukupelis. Someone goes out with a talis folded, umunachas lo al kasefav, and is laying and resting on his shoulders, b'shavis, chayev chatas. He's over on what chayev chatas means what? Over on an Isser Deraisa of one of the 39 Melachos. He's over on an Isser Deraisa of Otsa if he carries his talis out on his shoulders. And v'chihad amar le'i Shmuel le'rav chinina bar Shila. Kulu Rabbanan Debe Reish Kalusa, all the rabbis of the Reish Kalusa, Lo Lifku Besar Vlei Chasime, are not allowed to go out with these like insignia, these signs that show that they are subordinate to the Reish Kalusa. Lebar Minach, except for you, Delo Kafti Alecha Debe Reish Kalusa, because the Reish Kalusa is not some makpid upon you. But in general, the regular Rav, the rabbi is not allowed to go out with these things. Because if they were to fall out on Shabbos, he may come to fold up his garment, so the Reish Kalusa won't see that he's going out without this type of symbol showing that he's subordinate to the Reish Kalusa. Okay, that's the two dots. That's just causing over what we did yesterday. Okay, now let's get into it a little more. So Gufa Amar Shmuel, it's not a hard Gemara. You just have to like just focus, but it's mamish not hard. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Yotzi Aved B'chosim Shebetzavar Avolo B'chosim Shebetzuso. Again, this is Shmuel's statement. We got it straight. Shmuel said you can go out with the chosim on the neck, but not with the chosim, not with the stamp on the garment. And who made this? According to the way we understood the Gemara previously, the master. The master did it, right? If the Eved did it himself, you wouldn't be able to go out with either one of them. So Tani Nami Achi Yotzi. Now we have a Brisa. Not only is it the name of Shmuel the Amora, we also have a Brisa of a Tana. Tani Nami Achi Yotzi. Aved Bechosim Shibitzavaro. Avolo Bechosim Shibitzuso. He can go out with the stamp on his neck, but not with the stamp on his clothing. Viraminu. We're going to make a contradiction here. It's a 7-line long Brisa, which we're going to read right now. The first line of the Brisa is going to be the contradiction. So I want to make sure everyone sees that. I mean, one line of the Brisa and you should see the Stira. Verminu, lo yete aved b'chosim shebetzavaro, v'lo b'chosim shebetzuso. Before I go weiter, what's the Stira, Seth? What's the Stira? Huh? Which is what? B'chol. Even Savaro, you can't go out with it. Look at the first line of the Brisa. Lo yeta evit b'chosem shibit Savaro, v'lo b'chosem shibit chsuso. You cannot go out with either one of them. You understand that? Shmuel said what? Shmuel said the chosem is on the neck, on Savaro, he is allowed to go out with it, okay? So, we have a stira. You can't have Shmuel go against the Brisa. This Brisa is before Shmuel was born. The Brisa says, no can do. Savaro, chsuso, you can't go out. And Shmuel said, Savaro, you could go out. Now, you see the stira. What? You could answer. You could answer the stira because we had this exact same stira 5 minutes ago on the top of the Yamed with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't go out with anything. Shmuel says you go out with it on the neck. How did we answer the stira? Shmuel, we said Shmuel was more mako because that was Avid Le Rabbe, his Adon, his master did it, right? So Lechor, you can give the same answer here, right? You understand that? John, we just said...
So you have one Brisa that says go out with it.
There are two cases. Neck, ksus. We have a Brisa here that says no can do, neck is no good, ksus is no good. Shmuel said neck is good, ksus is no good. So we have Machokis here between... We have a stir between Shmuel and... No, this is... Okay, good point. We have a Shmuel and a Brisa that's toward Shmuel, and then we have a Reminu from a different Brisa. Okay, good point. Now, how would you explain? I don't want to refer to it as it's a stira between Bryce and Bryce, but we're going to more refer to it as a stira between Shmuel and the second Bryce, okay? Now, how would you answer the stira? We had the same stira before between Shmuel and the Mishnah. When the Bryce says he can't go out with anything, who did it? You did it yourself. You, the Eved, made this symbol, therefore there's a greater chance to come to take it off, right? And when Shmuel says, you know, but if it's done by the, if it's on the neck, you could go out, and there's just a Rabban. Why? Because the master did it, okay? But now before we get to the answer, we have to read the whole Brisa inside. Reminu, lo yetzi, I mean, you gave a good answer. That's a very good answer, right? And the Gemara is going to want to give that answer, but the Gemara is going to have a better answer, okay? The Gemara is going to say, we could give your answer, but we actually have a better answer. But let's read the whole Brisa inside. Reminu, lo yetzi, aved b'chosim shibitzava ravolo b'chosim shibitzuso. Zev zeh ein mekablin tuma. Doesn't make a difference whether this stamp is on the neck or whether the stamp is on the garment. It is not mekabel tuma. Case number one, Eved with a stamp. Case number two, Eved with a bell. V'lo bezug shebetzavaro. The Eved cannot go out with a bell on his neck. Avo yotzehu bezug shebechsuso. He could go out with a bell on his clothing. Zev zeh mekablin tuma. And again, this is some type of kli used for a human being. It is mekabel tuma. We'll explain the bell a little later. Case number three. We had cases one and two. What were they? Man with, it sounds like I'm talking like Like cars and case number one was man with stamp. Case number two was man with bell. Now we're gonna have animal with stamp and animal with bell. Four cases, not so hard, okay? Below Tetsay Behema Lo Bachosim Shibut Savara, below Bachosim Shibuksusa, your animal, your you know, Bessie the cow cannot go with a stamp on her neck, and she's not allowed to go out with a stamp on her clothing. I guess if she's wearing like a sweater because it's cold outside or whatever her clothing is, right? Okay? Case number four, Velo Bazook Shibuksusa. And she's not allowed to go out with a bell on her clothing. Velo Bazook Shibusavaro. And she cannot go out with a bell on her neck. Vzeh Vzeh in Mekabel Tumah. But they are not Mekabel Tumah because it's more like a kli for an animal, not for a human. Not Mekabel Tumah. But the Gemara, as you can imagine, will go back and address cases 2, 3, and 4. But right now we need case number 1, which is a contradiction to Shmuel. Right? Case number 1 here said that when you have a man with a chosim, I don't care whether it's on the neck or whether it's on the ksus, you can't go out with it. Masha'en Kain Shmuel, who said that when it's on the neck, you could go out with it. So Gemara says, Lema ha da'avid le rabbe ha da'avid yehu l'nafshe. Again, the Gemara says, Lema. It's going to give Seth's answer. Lema ha da'avid le rabbe ha da'avid yehu l'nafshe. Very simple answer, just like we said before. When the price is here, says no case, every case is no good. That's talking about when you did it yourself, there's no great fear of the master, you'll come to take it off. And when Shmuel says you could go out with it when you put it on your neck, that's talking about a case where the master did it and there's a fear that you will not come to take it off. Now we know whenever the Gemara introduces an answer with the word lema, what's going to happen? The general call, it's going to what? Shut down. When the Gemara says lema, Lema, let's say this. So Lema, ha David le Rabbi, ha David yul nafshe. And he goes, what?
Because it's lame.
Okay, if that's the way you're gonna remember it, great. Okay. Eventually, you won't even need that mnemonic device. It'll just, you know, it'll be it's a second nation. For now, you wanna know it's lame. It's a lame answer, fine. So the Gemara says, you can Lema. Let's say the same answer we said before. No, Edi lo. The Gemara says, Edi David le Rabbi. You could say both cases are David le Rabbi. And one case is talking about metal and one case is talking about plaster. So let's get it straight. When the Mishnah, when the Braisa says you cannot go out with it, whether it's made, whether it's on the neck or on the body, is that the case of metal or the case of plaster? What would you say? We gave a different answer. Don't tell me the difference is who made the stamp. Tell me the difference is what material is a stamp made out of. So when the Braisa says you cannot go out with this stamp, whether it's on the neck or on the body, that's a stamp made out of what material? Metal. Because it's more valuable. No, don't give me the master. We said don't give me that answer. Edi lo, edi ve edi David le rabbi. Let's say they're both the master made it. But in the Braisa, when we say you cannot go out with it bechlol, that's because it's made out of metal. If it's made out of metal, even though the master made it, there's a greater chance you're going to come to pick it up. And when we said in the main Rebbe Shmuel that if it's on the neck, you are allowed to go out with it, that's when it's made out of plaster. And if it falls down, what are you going to do? You're going to come to carry it? It's made out of plaster? No. So why does Shmuel say, but if it's on the garment, you can't go out with it? If it falls down, you're also not going to pick it up. It's plaster. Who cares? But still, your master's going to see you without a sign, without the symbol, you're going to be scared. So you're going to come to fold up your talus. If your master sees you with a no, if you go out with a sign, with a stamp on your neck, and it falls off, it's made out of plaster, there's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to pick it up. You're not going to carry on Shabbos for this plaster thing because it's not valuable. So you're going to, you come back to your master, well, what can I say? You know, I'm sorry, master, you know, I got lost, right? But when it was on your garment, you could do the same thing. You come back to your master and say, oh, you see, master, I have a garment with no stamp on it. What can I say? Just like yesterday, I was on my last Shabbos with my neck, it got lost. Today, it's on my garment, it got lost. But since there's a way you could cover up your garment and your master won't see it, you're going to be prone to do that. Meaning, even though you have a teretz, you could give your master, I lost it. You know, I'm patur, I lost it. I didn't do any harm. I didn't purposely take it off. But you'd rather not get into teretzim. It's always better. People would always prefer to avoid a conflict or avoid a difficult situation than to have to like get into that difficult situation and give an answer, give an excuse, right? Rather than giving a weak excuse, you'd rather just avoid the situation. So I'm saying that's the difference between the neck and the garment. With the neck, you know, there's no real, you're stuck, you know, there's nothing you can do. So you're just gonna say, I lost it. But in the so since you have a lame excuse, you're going to use that. I mean, with the body, since there's a way to hide the fact that you're not wearing the sign, not wearing the stamp, you'd rather do that than to show off your talus and have to get the same excuse that you lost it, okay? So, there are two, if you think about it, this is just you're learning Gemara right here. Just so you want a little like derech alimud here. We have a contradiction here, which you keep saying over and over. Shmuel says on the neck is mutter. The bright singer says even on the neck is no good. On the body and on the neck are no good. And there are two ways to get out of this problem. Either you could say, like we said before, the difference is who made it. Or you could say, you know what? The difference is not, we need to make a chiluk. What do we do? This is what we do in Gemara all the time, and this is what 50% of Tosfos does, 50% of the time is Shas. When Tosfos does a kasha, what does he do? How can you tell me this is considered a mechitza? The Gemara in Daf so-and-so in Sukkah says that's not a mechitza. And then what does the Gemara, and then how's Tosfos answer up? No. The rules of mechitza and Shabbos has one set of rules, and the rules for mechitza and sukkah are totally different. So there's no distinction, right? You make a chiluk, right? I'm just thinking that's in general how Tosfos works. So that's how Gemara works. So what do we do here? We have a contradiction between Shmuel and a Braisa. So one possible answer is that, you know what? Shmuel and the Braisa are not arguing. There's no way Shmuel, as an Amora, is going to argue with the Braisa. He agrees 100% with the Braisa. They're talking about two different cases. Shmuel's talking about the case where the master made it, and there's a fear, so he's not going to come to take it off. And the Braisa is talking about a case where the man made it. He's not in a great fear. He'll come take it off on Shabbos, right? But there's another way you can make a distinction. What's another chiluk you can make? And that's what we're doing now. Is that, you know, don't give me the distinction who made it. Let's say both the Braisa and Shmuel talking about where the master made it. You know the difference is? The difference is the material of the stamp. The Braisa is talking about where the material is metal, and it's like a real serious dog tag, you know. A guy in the army, his dog tag falls off, he's going to pick it up, you know. So it's a talking nothing made out of metal, he's going to come to carry it. Whereas when Shmuel said on the neck it's okay, it's because it's made out of plaster, it falls off, he's not going to come to carry it, right?
If it's plaster, it falls off, it probably might even break.
Right. It might not be anything. That's another good one. Might not be anything worth carrying. Now, when I say this, I gave you two different chilukim. Now, why the Gemara chooses one over the other? Sometimes the Gemara will tell you why it chooses one chiluk over the other, or sometimes you need to reshown them. The way the Gemara is going to tell us now, the reason why it chose to do the distinction in the material, metal versus plaster, and not in who made it, is because there was something internal in this Braisa that made you think the Bryce was talking about metal. What in the Bryce that makes you think? We never discussed materials before. We never discussed the materials in the previous thing. There's something in this Bryce, Vraminu, that tells me the Bryce is talking about metal. And that's why the Gemara chose the answer of metal versus plaster. So everyone, look, don't tell me the answer. Just everyone take a look at the Bryce and you'll see it. Just look at the words in the Bryce. The word metal is shooting out of this Bryce. Even though it doesn't say Matechas, it's Mamish. It says Matechas all over the Bryce, but it doesn't say it. Vraminu. 1, 2, 3. The word matechas appears 0 times in this brisa, and I see it 3 times in this brisa. How do I know this brisa is talking about metal? What? Huh? Exactly. We're talking about mekabel tuma. What's mekabel tuma? We're talking about metal. So what do we say here? We said lo yetzir heved b'chosim shebetzavar lo chosim shebetzavar zev is a mekablin tuma. If we're talking about plaster or plastic, you know, we wouldn't be saying it's not a mekabel tuma. You're only saying it's not mekabel tuma. Why? Because this material made in a different way would be mekabel. Like we said it's zev is a mekablin tuma. Why? So we're gonna say meaning this material you're using is not mekabel tuma in this situation, but maybe the same material in a different scenario would be mekabel tuma. Okay, so look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's go back to Lema, at the end of the Braisa. So Lema, you see where I am? A few lines down in the Gemara, 7 lines down from where the Braisa starts. The first one in the line is Lema. It's exactly halfway down the Amid, Lema. Exactly halfway. Lema ha-da'avid lay, rabbe ha-da'avid yulinafshe. Let's say, you think, John? Let's give the lame answer of saying the difference is between whether the master made it or whether he made it. The Gemara says, lo, edi v'edi da'avid le'rabe. You could say both the Braisa and Shmuel talking about where the master did it. V'kan b'shel matechas, v'kan b'shel tit. And the Braisa is talking about matechas made out of metal where there's a great fear he's going to come and pick it up in both cases. V'kan b'shel tit, and Shmuel's name was about tit. U'kid Rav Nachman amar Rav Barvua. Dover HaMakpid Alav Rabo Ein Yotzenbo. Very, very simple call. Dover HaMakpid Alav Rabo. Something for which the master is makpid upon, meaning he cares about. Ein Yotzenbo. We do not allow the Eved to go out with it, because then the Eved may come to carry it. Right? Dover She'ein Makpid Alav Yotzenbo. But something for which the master is not makpid upon, Yotzenbo, the Eved could go out with it. Hachanami Mistava. This is very logical. Meaning Katani. As we learn, Zev, as is what John said, Zev, Zev, Ein Mekablin Tuma. So, E-M-R, Bishlam HaShem HaTechus, if you want to tell me our price is talking about metal, Hani Ujlo Mekablin Tuma. These metal things, meaning this metal sign, this metal stamp on an Evid is not Mekablin Tuma. HaKalim, Dido Mekablin Tuma, but Kalim, vessels made out of metal, would be Mekablin Tuma. Meaning, this metal thing is not Mekablin Tuma, but something else made out of metal is Mekablin Tuma. L-E-M-R, Bishel, Tit, Tanan. But if you would tell me, our Bryce here is talking about plaster. Hani Udl, Mekablin Tuma. Hakelem, Didu, Mekablin Tuma. Are you going to tell me these things made out of plaster are not Mekablin Tuma, but vessels of plaster are Mekablin Tuma? That doesn't make any sense. Why? Because we know from a Bryce or somewhere else that plaster vessels, even if you turn the plaster into vessels, it will not be Mekablin Tuma. That doesn't make any sense. Again, L-E-M-R, Bishel, Tit, Tanan. Hani Udlo Mekabli Tuma, ha, Kalem Didu Mekabli Tuma. Rhetorical question, of course not. Vatanya, we learned in Ebraisa, clay avanim, Kalem, vessels made out of rocks, clay glalim, vessels made out of dung, feces. Yes, they could take horse manure and harden it into some type of vessels. Clay adama, is that so crazy? Horse manure is very good stuff, you know? First of all, when it's dried out, it doesn't smell. There's no disease on it. It's not dirty. I don't know how they do it, but it's not so bad. You know, when I grew up in Memphis, every single year, my father called up. He ordered this big truck of horse manure. They came and piled it up about this high, big pile of horse manure in our backyard's fertilizer. Then the next couple days later, the tiller guy came and he tilled it all into the ground. And then we grew tomatoes and cucumbers and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you tell your wife about this before you got married?
I did not tell my wife about this. So, but, okay. So, Todd, let's finish this point here. We're almost at the two dots. It was my fault for the horse manure side point.
Oh, well, you're on a farm?
It's in my backyard. It's not a farm. It's a small backyard. But small enough to grow tomatoes and cucumbers.
Small, an acre,
probably. No, not that big, you know. Small in this place, Medrash. I'm not telling you exactly how tall I was a little kid, so a big thing of dung was big, you know?
You know how to farm? You know how to
farm. A little bit. Matanya, clay avanim, clay glalim, we're not going to talk about anymore. Clay adama, kalem made out of dirt, not feces, okay? And mekablin tuma. They are not mekablin tuma. Lo medivrei Torah, but lo medivrei Sofrim. El shema mina shema techas tanan. So we learn that our brisa here, when it says it's not mekablin tuma, but something else made out of this material is mekablin tuma, is talking about matechas. So the reason why the Gemara preferred to give the answer of the difference in the material, matachas versus plaster, is because it was mashma in the Brisa. The Brisa was talking about metal, okay? Two dots, okay? Breather. Question, now breather, okay?
We were talking about whether or not you can go out with it.
Right.
Carry it, not, pick it up. Why do we go into Tuma? To help us understand what it was made of?
Here's what we have.
The first
line of the Brisa says as follows. When I said the first line of the Brisa, I went back to one third down the Amud, the word Reminu. Lo yete, we're learning Hilchos Shabbos now. We're learning the Melacha of Hotzah. Lo yete ha'evid b'chosim shebetzavaro, v'lo b'chosim shebetzuso. An Evid is not allowed to go out with a stamp, whether it's on his neck or whether it's on his garment. And that's Hilchos Shabbos Halacha. Agav, Hilchos Shabbos, the Brisa tells you another halacha about this stamp. It's not related to Shabbos, but it's related to the stamp itself. It says, you should know, Zev is Ein Mekablin Tuma, because they're not really considered a kli. They're only a stamp on the animal. They're not Mekablin Tuma. Nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but this is not the first time we've seen this idea that you're talking about a certain halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. And then you mentioned Agav, another halacha that relates to this. The first Mishnah in the fifth parak of Bamei Behema, we're doing Bamei Isha, Bamei Behema, talked about certain things an animal would go out with it. And the end of the Mishnah said, you could do Tovlin Bimkoman, right? You could take, you add this metal thing, this halter, or this bit, or whatever it was on the animal, and we were discussing, could the animal go out with it on Shabbos? Is it considered a masoi? Is it really, does the animal need it, does the animal not need it? And Agav, that, the Mishnah told her, you know what? If this clay, this metal clay, somehow was Mekabel Tumas Mace, And this metal kli needs to have the mehatas from the red heifer sprinkled on it on the third and seventh day, just like it happens to a human being. Could you take that kli while it's still on the animal and take the animal and dunk the kli with the dunk the animal into the water so that the kli goes into the water, or whether they would, or maybe no, you can't do that because the animal's neck will be a chatzitza to the kli. Could you do that? That's nothing to do with Ilchos Shabbos. But that was part of Agav in the Mishnah there. So to the Brice here, he's telling you the same thing. Zev Zeh Mekabel and Tuma, these things are not Mekabel Tuma. Okay? Now, where we're holding right now, is we did very well with that piece of Gemara, is that we mentioned there were four cases in the Brice. The only case that was relevant for us was case number one. That's where we had the Stira. Then we had three more cases in the Brice. So now the Gemara is going to go and discuss the other three. I think we'll do one more and then we'll stop. We'll do case number two, which is about an Eved going out with a zug, with a bell. Okay? Do we know why an Eved would be going out with a bell in the first place? The Gemara is going to explain. We don't know why. We didn't discuss yet. A stamp, we know why he goes out with a stamp. A stamp is to show that he's an Eved and show whose Eved he is. Why he goes out with a bell, we're not sure. We know why an animal would go out with a bell. We haven't gotten to that piece yet. And that animal going to the bell is going to, it shows you like, in the shuk, when people hear the bell, you know, they know to like, you know. I don't know, but why, you know, the animal going on the bell is basically so you can sell your merchandise. We understand that, to get attention to come to you. That's like when the Yala lady screaming out, you know, to come to Yala. Okay, but here, why a man goes to the bell, hopefully we'll see that in this piece of Gemara now. So we have a little piece of Gemara here, about 10 lines from the bottom. First word in the line is Amar Mar. So Amar Mar, lo bezug shebetzavaro avo yotzeu bezug shebechsuso. A man, an Eved, cannot go out with a bell on his neck, but he is allowed to go out with a bell on his clothing. So the Gemara says, zug shebetzavaro amai lo. Why is he not allowed to go out with his bell on his neck? Dilma mifzak, perhaps it's going to be mifzak, it's going to fall off. V'asala suya, and he's going to come to carry it. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason why you can't go out with a bell on your neck, is you might come to carry it, then why don't we apply that same logic to the bell on your clothing? Zug shebechsuso nami lechosh dilma mifsak v'asila suye. So when the bell's on his clothing, nami lechosh, you should be concerned. Dilma mifsak, perhaps it'll break off. V'asila suye, and he'll come to carry it. So achav my skin, and what are we dealing with? Why is it that we're concerned that the bell will fall off the bell will fall off the neck? It will not fall off the clothing, so therefore you cannot go out with it on the neck, go out with it on the clothing. Why? It was like sold by an expert, Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, D'Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Kol Shu Arug Lo Gazru, anything that is Arug, that is sewed in Lo Gazru. There was no Gezera when the bell was on the clothing, because it's sewed onto the clothing, there's a very little Hashash that's come to fall off. Masha Ein Kain, when the bell's on the neck, that it could come to fall off. Someone was mechavi to this distinction yesterday, this idea. We mentioned a lot of distinctions so far. Who put the item on? That was one thing. What's the item made out of? You know, and then we had another distinction. Where is it put on the body? Is it on the neck or on the body? We never made the distinction about how strong is it put on. Yeah, this is the first time we said with a bell. We're saying the bell. Okay, but not in our sugi. We haven't seen this in our sugi. We've seen this idea before. I mean, obviously, the stronger something is put in, the less of a chance it's going to fall out, and less of a more of a reason you'd be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. So here we're saying, just technically, a bell is tied onto the clothing. It's stitched in. What's on your neck? How's the bell on the neck? It has a string. It's like a necklace. So it's not, you know, a necklace could snap easier than something that's stitched in.
Okay.
He wants to ask you, his question is going to be a bell. If a bell goes and makes noise, and that's Mashmiya call, you're not allowed to make noise with it. You can't use instruments
on
Shabbos.
It's like a rattle, it's like a musical instrument.
So it could be it's not a musical instrument, it could be it's a stuffed up bell. What? Plugged, right.
Plugged up, what's the point of going out with
him? No, he has it on. Maybe he was wearing it all day, you know. We say you don't have to take it off. You don't have to take it off on Shabbos. Let's say the Eved is wearing his plugged up bell. I don't know how big it is. You know, even on a cow, it's not a giant bell, is it?
No, cowbell's fairly large.
It's pretty large?
Cowbell's
With respect to the cow, it's not so big, because cows are humongous.
Cows are huge.
Huge, yeah. You don't want to get bumped by a cow.
You see these cows down the road, and they're gigantic. They're like the size of a car.
Yeah, they're huge. I know.